season.
All right, A.
Beginning of the season to the end.
I didn't really know what to expect. Go ahead, finish.
No, I was just saying, what are the areas that most impressed you where he did make those strides?
The thing that I think a lot of things he's done well. The thing that impresses me the most are two things. One, that he's seen defenses, for the most part, set up to stop him, and he's been guarded by most of the elite defenders in the league. That usually doesn't happen to a rookie. You don't get guarded by the Battiers and the Bowens and people like that. Tayshaun Prince, guys like that. You get to be guarded by some other guys, often not good defenders. He saw defenses set up to a large degree to deal with him or to double team him or to, you know, he was the focal point of a lot of people's defenses. So I think that's extremely unusual, and I think he dealt with it very well. I think he improved over the course of the year, which is good. There may have been times during the year when he looked tired sometimes, but I didn't think there was ever a time when he hit the so-called wall or, you know, just looked exhausted or lost his enthusiasm. That might have happened on a trip, the end of a trip, or a couple tough games in a row or something like that, but it wasn't where it just, you know, he was going like this and then all of a sudden dropped off. I think it's basically been improvement over the course of the year, particularly in terms of shot selection and getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, becoming a more aware defender, dealing with what he's had to deal with too. He's also had horrible matchups all year, and he's had to play out of position. I mean, he never guarded, or seldom guarded, I don't know if ever he guarded two guards or you know, quick threes that are people are running picks for, putting him in pick and rolls, or doing the things he saw. So I think he had a major adjustment because of the situation we put him in, and I think he's handled that very well. And he's also maintained his enthusiasm. I think both he and Jeff are still enjoying the year. I mean, they're 81 games in or whatever they both played, 70, I don't know, they're in the high 70s or 80s. They're still enthusiastic, which is a great thing. I mean, they're not, you know, shaking their heads or anything like that. I think they're still looking forward to playing every night, which is a good thing. And again, especially with him, his enthusiasm is going to really help him because he likes to play basketball. He likes to work. He likes to stay after practice. He likes to shoot at night or come in early. And that's, you know, that's going to help him for a long time.
Are 2 and 3 mainly interchangeable in your system?
Yes, definitely.
Do you see him, because I know he was listed at shooting guard this season, do you see him play more 3 next year? Or
not unless Dr. Fu, I'll be right in. Jeff plays more 4. I don't think so. I think he'll be, again, I don't think it makes a big difference, but I think his range is better. He's a better ball handler. We can put him in pick and rolls.
So you see him as... What you learned this year was he can play 2.
Well, I think he had to. I think he could play 3. If he had to, he could play 4, but he's not. He's just not ready physically. I think he's better suited right now to being a 2 than being a 3 or a 4, but... Going forward, particularly as he gets stronger, whatever we're going to call him, and you know, it's going to depend on what happens with Jeff, what happens with him. But I mean, I think as long as we've got the two of those guys on the floor, we're probably playing, you know, 2 threes is what we're probably playing. But someone's got to guard the 2 on the other side. Someone's got to, you know, be our second ball handler. Someone's got to be the other guy we put in pick and rolls and things like that. And his skills are such that he's capable of doing that.
It's impossible to know what the summer will bring, but do you see this sort of franchise building like that traditional model of taking incremental steps or doing the Boston Celtics route and going forward in one quick leap?
No, I mean, I think if you can add, you know, an MVP and a, you know, a 10-year All-Star, whatever Ray is, yeah, you can make a quantum leap, but it's hard to do that. And I'm not demeaning anything those guys accomplished, but they had however Paul's been in the league, they probably had an 8-time All-Star to begin with. They added a MVP and another 8-10, whatever the hell Ray's done. I mean, that's a nice recipe. I think that they have, I mean, they call them the Big 3 for good reason. They got 3 of the better players in the league on one team. When you start with 3 of the better players in the league, and then you have, you know, some other good pieces, you got a chance to be as good and jump as quickly as they did. But that's not the normal way of doing it. So I mean, I think that we're I don't think that's the way that, not that we wouldn't mind doing it that way, but I don't see that happening. But I think Sam's intent from day one has been to build through the draft and with the young guys and have something in place that's going to sustain for a long time. So it probably means it's going to be, it certainly means it's going to be more gradual than Boston.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully not as gradual as, you know, given where we are right now. You can still, you know, New Orleans and Atlanta and some other teams have gone up. Maybe it's taken longer or whatever. But, I mean, there's teams, Portland, there's teams that, you know, have won in the teens or in the 20s and gotten better in 2 or 3 years, you know, pretty quickly. So I think there's less a timetable than there is what we, you know, the luckier we get or the more good pieces we're able to acquire or the more we're able to, you know, fit these guys that we have now together, the quicker we can get there.
Is it-